Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians look for a sweep of the New York Yankees. Isn't it amazing? You couldn't win a game at home all year, Terry, or so it seemed. You couldn't score. You couldn't get big clutch hits. Well, you've had everything this homestand, and it seems like you're finding a different way to win each night. It's sometimes you get on a roll where you just bludgeon people. To me, this is even more encouraging, isn't it?
I think it's been encouraging on a lot of fronts. You know, we went through a 3 or 4 day period there where we really swung the bats and scored some runs. Last night, you know, CeCe may not have quite the numbers that he's had in the past. He still knows how to pitch, and you can tell. You know, we had a number of chances, and with some of our younger hitters, you could tell he had that changeup in his back pocket. He would either go back and forth. He knows how to pitch. I think sometimes he gets lost probably how smart he is as a pitcher because he's been so good for so long and he's so talented. But we kept fighting and kept fighting, and then El Monte hits a line drive up the middle, and, you know, we're running the bases good, you know, watching Roberto Perez go first to third. Those are types of things that, you know, you have to think of ahead of time because he's not blessed with the best speed. Watching Santana yesterday move up on a ball in the dirt. I mean, those are things that we need to do. Because at some point, you know, they may not win a game for you last night or tonight, but it will if you do them over the course of a season. And the enthusiasm has just been so infectious that, you know, I even see the coaches. Everybody seems like it just is getting catchy, and it's fun. And I don't want it to not be fun. I mean, they're paying attention to detail. You know, we're catching the ball very well, and we're giving ourselves a chance to win.
You know, you preach fundamentals. You preach little things that win games or lose games from day one of spring training. But it just seems like you're doing it more so now. Is that just because you're winning and it looks that way, Terry?
No, I don't think so. Because, I mean, even the game that we lost back a few days now where we came back from the 6-0 deficit, we still played very good that night. We just were down 6. That's a hard way to win. But, you know, we've got some different guys here. And, you know, like Jerry Sands, very underrated defensively. Can play first, he can play right, and he's pretty solid. You know, Almonte looks like he's doing a pretty good job in center field. He throws well, he keeps the ball down when he throws it, and he can go get it in the alleys. You know, you got Lindor and Urshela, and now Jose at second has really played a good second base. And then he put Chris Johnson over first, and he's a third baseman by nature, so he's pretty athletic over there too.
Well, the bottom line is defense can certainly lose you a lot of games. I don't know if there's any way to quantify how many games it wins and how many runs it saves, and we have seen this more so really since Urshela and Lindor came up.
You know, Hammy, they're trying so hard to find ways to quantify defense, which I agree with. I mean, you're trying to always find a way, and it's the hardest thing to do. Because, you know, there's so many things that defense, you know, you're talking about, okay, not only unearned runs, but how many pitches your pitcher has to throw to get out of an inning. You're turning over an order where maybe you have to face the 3-4 hitters one more time than you wouldn't. There's so many ways that it, and then just confidence. For the fact, like, maybe your infielders know if they get it in the vicinity, your first baseman's going to catch it, or things like that, or guys backing up bases where if the catcher knows he can take a chance and throw the ball a second because the center fielder's going to be there and not move up on a ball that gets passed.
And Cody Allen last night, he looked from the moment he stepped on that mound that you're not beating me tonight.
I felt the same way. I thought his delivery was much more in control. And because of that, then all of a sudden his breaking ball was just, you know, from top to bottom, and he wasn't forcing it. He was trusting it. And because he has gone through a few, you know, appearances where it's been yanked a couple fastballs or let a couple leak and then a few over the plate. But last night was good from start to finish.
I don't know if it matters if you're managing the Boston Red Sox, and we know about the rivalry with New York, or the fact so many people grew up here in Cleveland and saw the Yankees beat the Indians a lot of times back when the Indians were dominant in the 40s and 50s. But beating the Yankees just makes the other team's fans smile a lot bigger smile.
Well, there's no getting around it. I mean, the Yankees have been so good for, you know, decades. And, you know, they're kind of the big bully. At least they have been. And, you know, trying to beat them is fun. I mean, shoot, they run a pretty good team out there, and they've done it for a long time. and you start seeing names like Teixeira and A-Rod, and you know they're good players. So it you know, the game doesn't count any more than one win, but some games are a lot of fun to play.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Yanks coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Manager's Minute for Friday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. Long road trip starts tonight in Minneapolis as the Indians go to Minnesota, Boston, New York, then that makeup game with the Chicago Cubs, but it just seems like with the attitude of this club right now, they don't care where they're playing or how long they're on the road or anything else. They want to go out and win.
You know, Hammy, you're right. This is going to be a long road trip. I can't remember having a four city in a long, long time. Is all that means is probably run out of underwear earlier than normal. And you're right. I think our guys, you know, we'll go play where we're supposed to, and we'll do our best. And with this group right now, I'm confident that they're going to go out there and play. And then we'll take our chances.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.